even while I was a folk, the pool of London was a hive of industry. I mean, the wharves as far as you could see, both sides of the Thames, and all very, very busy. Shipping, right up to London Bridge, shipping. And ships coming on and off every high water. And that did slowly start to decline, and you notice maybe a wharf here or a wharf there sort of closing up. But in the 70s, it seemed to happen very, very quickly, the decline.
I went to the Port of London Authority to apply for a pass which would allow me within the dockyard system so I could draw ships. I was fascinated by ships. And through the years and the demise of the docks, these demise of the shipping leaving this upper stretches of the river, one by one these great docks were closed, and the warehouses and the cranes and everything became derelict. And it was acres and acres of dereliction. Amazing expanse of water with not a ship, not a boat to be seen. And this is really the site for the Canary Wharf development.
In 1965, Lord Devlin published a report on the future of the port transport industry. Devlin recommended a weekly wage and sick pay for the dockers instead of the old system of casual labour and piecework.
You know, they got a bread and butter job sort of thing. It was their jam on both sides after the Devlin report, really. But before then, it was miserable conditions. As Harris says, you know, like, okay, you got sacked with 2 hours' notice and all this crap. Those things was done away with. I mean, and before, I mean, like, even as Harris says.
See, Devlin said they don't need piecework. This is what he'd done
to
away with the piecework.
Bring in a shift system with a basic payment to be paid, a basic wage to be paid, and that's it. I think everyone knew what was going to happen, and it did happen, and that was that the docker just sat back and didn't really put himself out to move cargo the way he used to. And it showed, because I mean, ships were hanging about here for weeks instead of days. And so that did have a bad effect on the port, I felt.
Well, I can tell you exactly how it's going to change because what we're looking down here, we're looking at industrial plant. Look, we've got the Tate and Lyle works there, and we've got the cable works, the gas works, there's the gin refinery there, and then we've got the wharf there, the Victoria Deepwater Wharf. Little by little, as the value of the land changes and it becomes prime development, there that'll all go, that'll all disappear. Probably go to China or somewhere like that, as industry has gone, you know, to the Far East.